except to try to work with the people and take advantage of the critical role that people play in making our society function, in so that the factories hum, the highways move, the subways move. All that depends on cooperation, and our ability to be a truly democratic society depends on the ability of people to withdraw that cooperation.
Francis, I'm wondering your thoughts on Ben Bernanke winning the Nobel Prize for Economics. He was the Fed chair from 2006 to 2014, appointed by both Bush and Obama. And then he made his way through the revolving door, senior advisor to Citadel, one of the country's largest hedge funds. But that kind of approach to economics, and contrast that, for example, with a woman you have worked with for so many decades who we just lost, Barbara Ehrenreich.
Barbara was a wonderful, brilliant person. I'd known Barbara for about 50 years, and I worked with her, I wrote with her. I loved her. She was not only very smart, she was the essence of a decent person and a woman of the left. So her loss is tragic, but inevitable because we all die. And Barbara leaves in her, Barbara's death leaves us with her accomplishments, not only her books, but her economic hardship project, in which she actually paid for young people, young and poor people, to become the authors of their own life, to begin to affect journalism and produce the journalism that will give us knowledge of what it means to be poor in the United States.
And Ben Bernanke?
I have no opinion about him. he's a member of the economic elite. He is, as the economics profession in general is. He is the articulator and the justifier of oligarchy, of an economic oligarchy, which is what the United States is.
Francis, we only have about a minute left. I wanted to ask you about voting. Several of the books that you and Richard Cloward wrote were credited with pushing the motor voter rules, making it easier for people to register to vote. Your response to how you're seeing the attempts to restrict voting as much as possible across the United States by conservative Republicans?
Well, it's very obvious, isn't it, that Republicans don't think they can win elections if they follow the basic rules of a democracy, if they count the votes. If they allow people to vote and then they count the vote. If they can't, so observing that they're not likely to win if they do that, they've decided that they're going to tear down the elemental democratic arrangements that we have in the United States. It is so horrifying and so important that we rally to defend basic democratic rights. It's not that these always work. It's not that they're perfect. It's not that they aren't corrupted. They are all those things. Nevertheless, they help to humanize American society. It is a good thing that people vote. And more people actually do vote. And that's good, but we have to protect it because there is actually a concerted effort to dismantle democracy. Republicans and the property
class. We have 10 seconds.
Have perceived that they're no longer popular. And because they're no longer popular, they're going to smash the arrangements through which people express themselves in the American political system and have some influence.
Frances Fox Bivens, we thank you so much for being with us. Longtime social movement scholar, distinguished professor emeritus of political science sociology at CUNY Grad Center. Again, a very happy 90th birthday. That does it for our show. We have two full-time job openings. Check democracynow.org.
Play sports and see my friends without having to worry about anything.
I'm ready for concerts to be back and just have a life again.
So I can actually eat pizza at my favorite pizza place.
Because I'm ready to travel again.
So that I can sit on the couch, read my granddaughter books, and hug her when there's a happy ending.
We each have our own reason for why we're getting vaccinated against COVID-19. What will yours be? Visit getvaccineanswers.org for information on the COVID-19 vaccines. It's up to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer, and if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
It's a beautiful day, such a beautiful day, and I'm so happy to be feeling this way, stepping lightly on my way, taking a pause just because it's a beautiful day. I'm out here walking in the weather. Raindrops are bouncing off my shoes. I didn't bring my old umbrella, but I don't care, I'm dancing away the blues. It's a beautiful day,
it's a beautiful day.
Such a beautiful day,
such a beautiful day.
And I'm so happy to be feeling this way, stepping lightly on my way, taking a pause just because it's a beautiful day. There are times I feel sad and lonesome, and we've all been there time after time. The crack of dawn starts me on a new song. Next thing you know, I'm singing, feeling fine. It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
Such a beautiful day.
Such a beautiful day.
And I'm so happy to be feeling this way, stepping lightly on my way, taking a pause just because it's a beautiful day. I won't let the blues make me lose my disposition. Frowns are really smiles upside down. Turning a 180 to charge into the sunshine. Gonna tell the world exactly what I found. An attitude adjustment so profound,
so profound
is what I found.
What I found.
It's a beautiful day, such a beautiful day. And I'm so happy to be feeling this way, stepping lightly on my way,
taking a pause just because it's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day,
it's a beautiful day.
Such a beautiful day,
such a beautiful day.
And I'm so happy to be feeling this way, stepping lightly on my way,
taking a pause just because it's a beautiful day. Taking a pause just because it's a beautiful day. Taking a pause just because
it's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
Such a beautiful day.
Such a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
Day.
It's a beautiful day.
The clouds break to sing the song, rehearsed as long as life. They know it well, they know it well. Saying that it won't be long till spring blows its fife. Then you can tell, then you can tell. When you've tried out all the reasons and there's no one left to care, and you're wrapped so deep in your loneliness, no one wants to dare. Let the ever-changing seasons cure your despair. The sun is receding high, summertime's a smile. Can you feel, oh can you feel, the warmth in your lover's eye, truth without guile. You won't have to deal, no you won't have to deal. Tried out all the reasons and there's no one left to care. And you're wrapped so deep in your loneliness, no one wants to care. Let the ever-changing seasons cure your despair. To gold, you'll find yourself alone. Nowhere to turn, nowhere to turn. You've turned to clay, cannot mold, cannot reap your dreams. So they just burn, oh, burn and they burn. When you've tried out all the reasons and there's no one left to care, and you're wrapped so deep in your loneliness, no one wants to dare. Let the ever-changing seasons cure your despair. La 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 la. 'Cause winter is a time for plans, so you stretch the next year. Satisfied you sing, oh satisfied you sing. You think of summer smiling, grab another beer. You are your dreams, oh, you are your dreams. When you've tried out all the reasons and there's no one left to care, and you're wrapped so deep in your loneliness, no one wants to dare. Let the ever-changing seasons cure your despair.
In a town way down in Tennessee lives a teenage boy who's got a secret buried. in her heart she knows what she should do. A mother always knows, especially when her kids don't want her to. And she says, little angel, don't you run from us, come on back home. Don't you know it doesn't matter who you
soldiers, they're fixing to die for a god or an oligarch's gain. There are too many damaged and too many gone for reasons that mothers can never explain. Call back your lovers who whisper and cry and long for a stranger to kiss. There are predators lingering in the tall grass with motions of lies and promises of bliss. I lie awake in the night, wondering how this all began. Beauty and darkness collide all over and over again. Call back your children while there's still time, guns and the needles that wait. Lead them to harmony, teach them to rhyme, for the songs that they sing might just change our fate. Lead them to harmony, teach them to rhyme, for the songs that they sing might just change.
This is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Like a glove, I wanna be the only one, be the only one, be the only one. I wanna be the only one that you want more. I wanna be the only one knocking down the door. I wanna be the only one that you're going for. I wanna be the only one that makes it rock and roll. I wanna be the only one, be the only
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Hi, this is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Thank you. Thank you. Not unusual to listen to WRCT.
Pittsburgh.
In your underpants.